On this Friday, let's turn our attention to the weather forecast. Eric Snodgrass is here now. He's with Nutrien Ag Solutions and Agrible. Hey, good afternoon. Happy Valentine's Day to you. I appreciate you taking the time off today.
Yeah, you know, you're welcome. And happy Valentine's Day to you too, Todd.
So you and I both live in the same area, and I know the kids are out of school today, and that's because we have this cold air mass. Boy, it dropped down, and it was 5 below this morning. That was just cold. Are we going to live with this for very long?
No. And that's been the tale of winter, right? I mean, anytime we get a cold shot, it's been relatively short-lived because too much of the cold air has been tucked away in the far northerly latitudes up in, you know, the Arctic, Alaska, and Greenland, where it spent most of this winter. In fact, we go back and study this winter, I think we will remember it as the winter of one of the strongest polar vortexes we've ever seen, and also a winter where the North Atlantic was stuck into a phase of what we call the positive phase of the North Atlantic Oscillation. And the translation of all that, when those two things are behaving the way they are, we get shots of cold air and we'll get snow. I mean, we saw some, but, we're already back on our warming trend. And it'll be, you know, warm getting into next week out ahead of another big low pressure system we're going to deal with. So yeah, it's been short-term shots of colder air, and that's been problematic. You know, we actually need to have a good cold winter. That's a good sign for the upcoming growing season, and we just haven't had it.
Yeah, speaking of the upcoming growing season, the further south you go in the United States, the more quickly that starts. I know in Texas, they have been planting corn already, and the Delta, Mid-South, South region should be in that process, though they're pretty saturated and have been getting rainfall. What can you tell me about that area?
Well, I can tell it to you this way. I create daily maps of precipitation going back as far as a year. And my 14-day map that I've made, so the last 2 weeks, I made an adjustment, my color bar this week, because it wasn't high enough. We have some places in the last 2 weeks that are in parts of the Delta, but really getting over into Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, Kentucky, that are right now sitting at 15 plus inches of rainfall in the last couple of weeks. And so the flooding threat there is a major problem. And just remember all the headwaters to the Mississippi right now, because remember all that gets eventually through New Orleans, all the headwaters of the Mississippi are currently sitting under saturated ground. So we've already kind of predestined ourselves here to a pretty rough spring just based on this February precipitation pattern. And yeah, they're rolling in Texas. That's been the drier side of it. But everywhere east of there, too much rain in the last couple of weeks to really get much done.
What about west of Texas into California and those places?
Yeah, there's a lot of folks in California that are getting very, very concerned. And that is because the precipitation patterns since the start of the new year have really been very dry for California. Split flow in the Pacific gives their mountains about 60% of normal on snowfall. And remember, much of their irrigation water does come from snowfall, given how low groundwater levels are in the state of California. So I got a request this morning for somebody saying, can you tell me what it would take to get us another Miracle March? I said, Miracle March? He said, yeah, 1991. They were really dry up until March, and then all of a sudden, now everything turned around and cranked things up. And the problem is the pattern that's got us so wet here is continuing, which makes the pattern out there dry. So I had to deliver some bad news this morning that I don't see a Miracle March coming in for California, which means we in this side of the country should expect to continue to see, you know, our pattern staying active. And we're going to get it next week. There's another system coming through. It's going to go north of us. So I think Illinois is going to be mostly a rain event out of this one. But still, the pattern really is resisting slowing down, you know, to a crawl, where I think many of us want it to be this time of year, given how wet things have been.
When you look longer term in the United States, do you have any indication? I mean, other than we've got all the headwaters there, any other indication of what our spring might look like?
Well, there's some big differences this year compared to last year. And those big differences really have to do with what's going on in Alaska and Greenland and the global winds. So here it is in real quick. A year ago right now, the global winds were just starting to crank. This year, they've already been cranking and they're slowing down. That's a good sign. We want them to slow down so that the pattern can slow down and we can open up some planting windows when we get into April and May. But all the cold air stored in Alaska right now, Well, generally, if it's cold in Alaska in February, more than half of the time, March tends to let that cold air out, and which means it comes across the eastern half of North America. So right now, there's a couple of indicators that tell me that March isn't going to go super warm as of yet, okay? But I'm not 100% sure just on that. I need to see another week's worth of data before I make that call. But it's something I want to watch very carefully, because all of us are wondering, are we going to get another, you know, spring like we had in 2018? You know, May 2018 was incredible for planting a crop. Or are we going to have problems like we had in 19? Certainly set up wet right now, though.
Can you give us a quick update on South America?
Yeah, South America, they're harvesting very quickly the first crop, soybeans, and they have some favorable weather for that. They're behind a year ago, but decent favorable weather, and they are planting Safrinha corn as fast as they possibly can. In the near term right now, if you think about specifically Mato Grosso, near average precip, widely scattered storms, which is normal this time of year. So I would expect harvest efforts to continue to move along there. In Argentina, they've been getting plenty of rain to help their full season crop finish. So long story short, you don't hear of any major negative stories coming out of Brazil right now.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
That, of course, is Eric Snodgrass. He is with Nutrien Ag Solutions and Agrible, and will be one of many analysts that will join us over at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana, on the third day of March. You can, too. Visit our website, willag.org, to purchase your ticket today.